The track is 100 meters long. But for Usain Bolt, the real race didn't end at the finish line. It continued under cameras, under headlines, under global expectation. Because the moment you become a symbol, you stop running as a man. You start running as a myth. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Running in the Spotlight, Fame, Pressure, and the Weight of Being Bolt. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Fame didn't chase Bolt after Beijing. It ambushed him. One second, he was a sprinter. The next, he was a global phenomenon. Every move recorded, every word quoted, every stumble magnified. And suddenly, joy had competition, pressure. He'd walk through airports, and flashbulbs would blind him. He couldn't eat in peace, couldn't relax at parties, couldn't escape the shadow of the Bolt pose. The world wanted more. Another gold, another dance, another smile. But fame is exhausting. And underneath the confidence, behind the cameras, Bolt was learning to live under a microscope. He once said in an interview, "The world loves you when you win. But the moment you lose, they question if you ever deserved it." That wasn't bitterness. It was truth. He had to perform, not just on the track, but off it. Be funny. Be flawless. Be immortal. All while his body aged. While the pain grew louder. While the spotlight never dimmed. He couldn't go back to Sherwood unnoticed. Couldn't train in solitude. Even his downtime became public property. The life he had dreamed of was also a cage. A beautiful one, but a cage nonetheless. And yet, he didn't break. He didn't retreat. He found a rhythm in the pressure. He crafted boundaries within the spotlight. He learned how to say no, to disappear when he needed to protect what little remained of Usain the man, even as Bolt the icon grew bigger. The mental strain of being the face of an entire nation, of a race, of a sport, was real. And he felt it. He carried the pride of Jamaica, the hope of black boys around the world, the expectations of every fan who needed their hero to never fall. But he stayed human, laughed when he was tired, trained when no one was watching, let himself feel it all, and then got back to work. He never pretended to be perfect. He just promised to give his all. And that was enough. Because what people saw on the track, the speed, the smile, the strike of lightning, was only half the story. The other half was discipline under pressure, grace under scrutiny, resilience under constant exposure. He wasn't just running races. He was running against burnout, against injury, against the invisible weight of millions hoping he'd always win. This insight isn't about medals. It's about the man behind the myth, the one who kept showing up, not because he had to, but because he chose to, every single time.